I have got my little esky here. Oh, man. Where are we? We should always open our tablets before we start. Yes, there we go. Okay. How is everybody? Good? Okay, I'm going to have to get used to all this modern technology. I don't have this where I'm from. I have some of it, but not all of it. It's pretty cool. I press a button and something moves. Hey? Well, greetings from South Africa. Michelle and I have been here now for 3 weeks. And Michelle is actually leaving on Saturday, but I'll be here until the 14th of May. And as you probably saw, we'll be running a discipleship training course. Starts on the 3rd of April. And I'm really excited. I love to teach. And I always tell people, I'm not a preacher, so if you've come to hear a preach today, I'm sorry, that's not going to happen. And I bring some accessories with me because when I teach, I like to, you know, show and tell. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, bit of show and tell. So we're going to have a little bit of a demonstration, and I like interaction from the people that I'm teaching, and so I'm going to be asking for volunteers. Who's excited to volunteer? Excellent. My brother Mike. Excellent. This is my brother Mike. Just wave, Mike. This is my brother Mike. Everybody should know him. I love my brother. He prayed for me for 20 years to get saved. Thank you. Yes. Prayer definitely works. Sometimes it takes a little longer, but it definitely works. Okay. So this morning, it will be probably a little bit different. Because as I said, I'm a preacher, not a teacher. And hopefully, oh, there we go. It looks like everything's... Oh, I'm a teacher, not a preacher? I'm confused. Okay. All right. So the title of my message is Cake and Shake. How many of you like chocolate cake? Really? Only that many people? Chocolate cake. Put up your hand. Okay. That's a little bit better. Okay, yeah. I always tell people, like I travel around South Africa and Africa teaching, and I always tell people, like, if you really want to bless me, coffee and dark chocolate. Yeah? Dark chocolate. Look at this cake. Okay, so I want to talk about chocolate cake. Okay, so for those of you that don't like chocolate cake, well, I have a recipe. Yes, I have a recipe. For all those bakers out there, you'll get the recipe as well. Okay, let's see how it works. I've got to remember to do it here as well as up there. So I see what I'm doing. All right, so we've got a few ingredients. Okay, here we go, our chocolate cake. All right, so our first ingredient, hopefully. There we go. Well, it's a little bit hard to see. But our first ingredient is 1 1/3 cups or 200 grams of plain flour. Okay, so I need someone to represent my flour. And I need you to come forward. Excellent. Thank you, Eleanor. Okay, so we have our 1 1/3 cups, 200 grams of plain flour. Eh? Well, can't have everything. Our second ingredient is 2 tablespoons of cocoa. Okay, so I need 2 people. 2 people, come on. Okay, excellent, excellent, look at that. 2 tablespoons of cocoa. All right, our next ingredient, 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Okay, so I need a person to be baking powder. Someone to be baking powder. Sugar comes later. Come on. Thank you. Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. All right, it's a race to the finish. Okay, so we've got our 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Okay, and another very important ingredient is 1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Here's our bicarb. Excellent. All right, next ingredient is 200 grams of good quality dark chocolate, chopped up. Excellent. Excellent. Well done, Mike. Got to love this man. Love him to bits. All right. And our very next is 225 grams of unsalted butter, softened and chopped. Okay, someone to beat. Hey? Yeah, yeah, he's a slippery character. He can beat the butter. Okay. Next ingredient is 1 cup, or 220 grams, of caster sugar. Where's our sugar man? Here he is. Sugar man. Excellent. Wonderful. Okay. And the very next one, there's only a couple more ingredients. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Okay. Yeah. We've got almost the entire worship team up here now. All right. Okay. Now, we need a lot of volunteers for this one. I need 4 eggs, please. One. I've got one. I need 3 more. 3 more eggs. One, 2, 3. One more. One more. One more egg. Come on, we can do it. Excellent. Wonderful. Okay. So now we've got 4 eggs. Okay. Remember what you are, okay? Okay. Don't forget what you are. Okay. 1/2 cup of milk. 125 mils. You writing this recipe down, Rochelle? Excellent. Wonderful. 1/2 cup of milk. Okay, we got our milk. Wonderful. And the very last ingredient is 2 teaspoons chocolate ganache icing and chocolate curls to decorate the cake. Okay. Excellent. We have our decoration. Okay. All right, so now we have all of the ingredients for our cake. Do you all remember what you are? Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so now what I want to do is I want to put our cake ingredients into some sort of order. Okay? So I need your help because I'm not exactly sure how to order them. But it's like that in life sometimes. You know, we want everything to be in order. And so we go about doing things to try and put things in order. Okay, so maybe we could order them maybe sweet and non-sweet. How's that sound? Is that okay? We'll do sweet and non-sweet? We could do it a number of different ways. We could do it dark ingredients, light ingredients. We could do it granular and powder. There's a few different ways we could do it. But I think we'll do it by sweet and unsweet. All right, so order yourself. Let's do sweet to my left and non-sweet to the right. So order yourself. Okay, where's our chocolate? Our chocolate's most definitely sweet. Sweet's to the left, isn't it? Sweet's over this side. So we should have on the left. Okay, let's go through the ingredients quickly. 1 1/2 cups of plain flour. 2 tablespoons of cocoa. Now, is cocoa sweet or sour? No, it's not sweet. Okay, that's fine. 1/2 teaspoon of bicarb, that would be on this side. Definitely not sweet. 200 grams of good quality dark chocolate. Where's my chocolate? Excellent. Who snuck over then? What were you? Eggs, not sweet, not sweet. One cup of caster sugar. Where's my cup of caster sugar? Excellent, well done. Okay, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Yes, I would put that probably over that side. 4 eggs should be over this side. Okay, 1/2 cup of milk. Okay, depending on the type of milk, I guess, but let's say it's just full cream. Let's say it's not sweet. Okay, and then chocolate ganache icing, chocolate curls to decorate our decoration. Wonderful. Okay, so now we have our sweet ingredients. That's right, the sweet spot. And our non-sweet ingredients. Okay, so let's look at our individual ingredients that we're putting into this wonderful chocolate cake. Have a look at that chocolate cake. I mean, yum. Okay, so what would happen For instance, if we decided, okay, let's not have any of the sweet stuff in there because we're watching our diet, okay? So we've just stepped to one side. So we've lost what? Chocolate, sugar, vanilla extract, and all the chocolate decorating. Okay, what will we get? A cake. I'm not even sure we're going to get a cake. We might. What will we get? It's not full of sugar. Well, that's something I didn't know. But apparently dark chocolate's not full of sugar. But is it sweet? It is. Well, depending on, well, it's sort of, yeah, okay. Well, for the purpose of this demonstration, it's going to be sweet. Okay, but if we take away all of the chocolate, what we get left with is just
a cake.
A cake. Who wants a cake? And who wants a chocolate cake? Okay, more people want chocolate cake. So let's invite our chocolate cake back over again. All our lovely sweet ingredients. Make sure we get some sugar in there. Got to have some sugar in our cake. All right, okay. Well, now we've got our lovely sweet ingredients there. What about if we just left out, you know, who's the half teaspoon of bicarb soda? Come here. Come here. He's like the smallest ingredient of the lot. How do you feel?
Small.
He feels small. Everyone go, oh. What would happen if we left him out, though? He'd have a flat cake because it wouldn't rise. The cake wouldn't rise. You see, First Corinthians 12:12 says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all of the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ." And it goes on and it tells us that sometimes the small things are the things that really matter. They hold actually greater honor, because without our little bicarb of soda, everyone go, oh. Our cake isn't going to rise. And that's sometimes it's that small thing or that person that seems to be doing that insignificant job that actually will enable the church to rise. Amen? Amen. 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 All right, give them a hand. Okay, so we've done the chocolate cake. Unfortunately, making chocolate cake on stage is a little bit difficult. A, I don't have an oven, and B, it would become very, very messy. So I decided rather to add to the demonstration and do something a little bit easier. When I came to Perth, my brother Mike, he introduced me to shakes, okay? And I have a power lead over here. I'm just going to go quickly grab it. Okay, it's not a Nutribullet, but it's a very old one, but I tell you what, it works well. Okay, yes, we have power. Okay, so again, we have a number of ingredients in our shake. I've got to do it here as well. Okay, so shake ingredients. Okay, so in our shake, we have bananas. Okay, so I've got bananas. And we have, make sure I brought them all, our mixed berries. Yum. Yep, we got some mixed berries here. Not too many, just enough to give it a flavour and colour. And then the next one is LSA. Okay, everybody know what LSA is? Okay. Linseed, sunflower and almond. It's all grated up. It basically is really healthy. We're in for a very wholesome treat. And it looks like that, basically. Okay, so we've got some of that. And of course, the last ingredient, which is coconut milk. Unfortunately, it's not the one that you use, Mike, but it is still coconut milk. Okay, we've got power. Oh, and I need a spoon, and I need a knife to chop things up. Okay, just bear with me 2 seconds. I'm just going to peel my banana. I'm going to use two bananas because I like my shake really thick. Okay, so I've got all my ingredients. Okay, I apologize in advance, Rochelle. I'm going to chop on your table here. Okay, because I've only got one hand to do it. So, would you? Oh, you're a darling. Okay, wonderful. Okay, while you're doing that, while my beautiful assistant is chopping up the bananas. No, not yet, but yes, in a second. I'm just going to put the coconut milk in just so I get the ratio correct, because I want to get just the right amount, because I like it nice and thick.
And we're going to make sure the lid goes on, aren't we?
We are, yes. Okay, there's the lid. Yeah, don't spill that. Okay, so we've put our coconut milk in, and then I'm going to put my LSA in, actually. And I normally put in, I don't know how much you put in, Mike, but I normally put in about 2 tablespoons. Because it's very nice. Mike taught me this, so hopefully I'm getting it right. Okay, and then I'm going to put in some mixed berries to go with that. Okay, so it's a bit like the chocolate cake. We've got ingredients, and every ingredient is important. Yeah, that's about half. One more. I'll get that little berry there. Yeah, that's right. Save some for the next service. Okay, now our banana can go in. Okay, all of it, yeah, all of it. I like my shakes thick. Okay, so all the ingredients are important so that our shake tastes the way we want it and it's a good, wholesome drink, yeah? Okay, all right. Now, this does work really well. It might get a little bit noisy. Okay. Hang on. Whoop, yeah, there we go. Give it a bit of a spin first. Chop the big pieces up. Okay, there we go. Mike reckons 30 seconds. I think that's good enough. Okay. All right. Isn't she good? She thinks of everything. I never thought of that. You know, some people are gifted in different ways. And my wife is very good at hospitality. It's not that necessarily she likes necessarily doing it, but she's really good at it. Me, I don't think of those things. They don't come naturally to me. Okay, I know the Bible tells us we're supposed to be hospitable, but naturally it doesn't come to me. Rochelle, I'm going to get a little bit of my shake all over your table, unless you have another cloth. Okay, all right. So now we have our shake and we pour it out. Ooh, nice and thick. I love it thick. Hey, Mike's going yum. Okay, nice and thick. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so now we have our shake. We've got all our ingredients. Wonderful, thank you. And, I think I missed grounding a berry. You're going to get a nice little chunk there, whoever takes this. Yum, yum. Okay, so I need a volunteer to taste my shake. Is it okay if I pick my brother? Because he's the one who introduced me to it. Oh, hang on. I forgot one important ingredient. Hang on 2 seconds before you taste it. I forgot my fish oil. Come on, I've got to put my fish oil in. Why don't you want me to put the fish oil in?
Because you'll ruin it.
Why will I ruin it if I put fish oil in there?
It doesn't belong with that.
It doesn't belong.
Fish oil is good, but it doesn't belong in there.
That's right. Fish oil is good. In fact, I take fish oil every day. Who takes fish oil every day? Why can't we put it in our strawberry shake? Strawberry and berry shake.
It'll absolutely ruin it. It just doesn't belong. It's very good for you, but doesn't belong with this.
It doesn't belong. Okay, you can take your shake, Mike. We won't put the fish oil in. Take the side with the lump. How's it taste? It
tastes like I'm having breakfast for the second time today.
Nice. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Okay. And it's a bit like that in our Christian walk. Okay. It's a wholesome treat. And the fish oil in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with it because we often take it on a daily basis. But in a shake, not so much. Okay. And sometimes in our Christian walk, we add things to the mixture that God has intended for us. Things like complaints. Philippians 2:14 says, "Do all things without complaining and disputing." But sometimes we begin complaining about things. And it doesn't sit well with our shake. We want to put that ingredient in because we think, oh, well, you know, I've got a right to complain about some things. You know, you've got, particularly if you're one of these people that, you know, you really pioneer justice. Like when you see someone that's being treated unfairly, you want to pioneer their cause and see justice take place. But if we're not careful, it can change into complaining. And it becomes destructive instead of constructive. Another ingredient sometimes that we put in, which is in Ephesians 4:29, if you want to look that one up, it talks about having corrupt talk. And it says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification," or building up, "that it may impart grace to the hearer." And so we, just like the fish oil, we don't want to allow corrupt talk to come into our Christian walk. We don't want to allow complaining to come into our Christian walk because they're ingredients that just don't fit in the church. And the Bible talks a lot about the tongue. You know, it says, you know, out of the tongue comes blessing and cursing. It should not be. Fresh water and salt water, it shouldn't come out of the same tap. And it's the same in the church. There are certain things, though, that shouldn't be in the church. Because we are the flavor, we are the aroma of who God is in the lives of those who we are witnessing to. What we need is a Christian life that is wholesome. Proverbs 15:4 says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." So we want our Christian walk to be a tree of life, something that will bring life into the people we are meeting and greeting. New people in the church? Are there new people this week? Put up your hand if you're new. Very good. What's your name? Ben. Another Ben. Ben, where's Ben? There's another Ben. Another Ben in the crowd, Ben. Okay. He's new. Okay. What sort of flavor will we impart to him? Because if we start putting ingredients into our shake that are not wholesome, or if they're like the fish oil, they just don't fit, then that's the flavor that he will get. Welcome, Ben. Okay, so I have a challenge for you. Okay, I've got to remember again to do it up here. Okay, so this is the challenge. Are you ready for a challenge? Okay, so this is the challenge. Are you really ready for a challenge? This is no flimsy challenge, okay? Okay, I'll get you to decide in a minute because I'll show you the challenge now. So this is the challenge. It's a 30-day challenge. Ooh, I'm excited. A 30-day challenge. Who wants a 30-day challenge now? Okay, so it's not just for today. It's for 30 days. So actually, it would have been nice if it was the 29th today. Darn these leap years. Because then we could have said pretty much all of March. But pretty much we're saying all of March, which is actually, from today, it's actually 32 days. Okay, so this is your challenge. Are you ready? Okay, your challenge is this. For 30 days, everyone say, I will only use words that are helpful, needful, and beneficial. Okay, say it one more time. I will only use words that are helpful, needful, and beneficial. Okay, now I offer the challenge. Okay, how many of you are willing to participate in this challenge? Okay, and if you are, I'd like you to stand. Because this is not an easy challenge, 30 days. 30 days of no corrupt talk, nothing but helpful, needful, beneficial talk. This is wonderful. Okay. All right, I will pray for you in a minute. But what you need to understand by saying yes, I've got a few people sitting down now. No, back up again. Excellent. Up, another one up. Excellent. Good to see. Okay, is before you speak, because I'm one of these people, and my wife will testify to this, I'm a verbal processor. Anyone else verbal processors? Oh, dear. We get ourselves into trouble a lot. The mouth goes in gear before the brain sometimes. Okay, so this is what it will take to only speak helpful, needful, and beneficial things. Yes, prayer, most definitely. Every day. Okay, but when you are faced with a situation, you need to ask yourself this question before you speak. Is what I am going to do or is what I am going to say going to be helpful? Is it going to be needful? And is it going to be beneficial to the other person? And I stress the other person, okay? Think of others more highly than yourself, okay? Okay, so if you're ready still for that challenge, anybody who's not, feel free to sit down because it's a 30-day challenge. It's not a one-day challenge. Okay, then let me pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for every single person standing here that they are willing to say to you, Holy Spirit, come and help me to ensure that my speech, that my tongue, only brings blessings and not curses. That the things that I say and the things that I do will be helpful, needful, and beneficial in building up your kingdom and building up the individuals who we come in contact with, whether it be someone within their family, whether it be the checkout person at the grocery store, their hairdresser, their business partner, whoever it is that they're coming in contact with. Father, I pray that by your Spirit that you would empower them to only speak helpful, needful, and beneficial things. And I just commit this time and this word into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.